So, middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Siv Gimel, the bottom of page 368, middle of talking about things that are forbidden on Shabbos because it makes sounds. Zug, a bell, a makashkesh l'shois, that rings on the hour. Grandfather clock. Asui, as you can see, Dafka Pehe, Ayim Shkolas, made through weights. Muto la orcho ilada organizer lachinim boyoyim and prepared for before Shabbos. Kishi yedach mikashkesh kol Shabbos that it should go and should ring on the hour the whole Shabbos. Says Mishbusev Katan Yud Gimel Zugim mikashkesh l'shoyis which Lemon means say is moed ha'shoyis a clock she couldn't zayger. She also lash me a call which made to make sound like the ha'shoyis let you know it's 11 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock, and so on. So Siv Katan Yud Al Muto la orcho ilada wind it up. I know that is the loyche. She would not concern. When people are going to hear the sound, yechesh do, they're going to suspect him. Shadich b'Shabbos that he wind it on Shabbos. No, not kol yodin. Everyone knows. Shadak l'arichem etmol that usually wind it up the day before. Sivkan tezvav, and you can wind up lachinu b'vaydim and to prepare it from before Shabbos. On the Shabbos, but on Shabbos, let me tell you. I don't have to tell you the moment that if it stopped, das lachinu shiyeh left the inalada prepared that it should continue to go. Befulurak ben ninua chut habazo shemisnaneya. And even with the moving of the metal string that moves, the Yeshbaz is entirely complacent for it. The many places can, there's a biblical prohibition to wind it up. The Bechlal Tikamon, it's fixing the clock. It doesn't work right now. Which Shara Tzionis Tezvah brings at least rabbinically for sure it's forbidden. Not like the Pun Iris that is actually lenient regarding this. So continuing the Mishnah, it says, Ela Filibai Dehoyla. So forget about when it stops, even when it's still going. As they come, can Limsha Kamishkal is not allowed to pull the weights. Oy betashin or with a pocket watch. Chut hamishik hagagalim. You're not allowed to pull the string that pulls the weights, which is exactly how a watch works from the inside. If you look, shleiv sekiluchay that you're turning it that it shouldn't stop going. That's also not permitted. I'm loy l'tzer chayla. It's not like I'm not listening to it for a sick person who needs that, which the. Oh, the Sharet Tzion in Ois Yud Zayin says that the pocket watch that says Abis and Chayi Adam Pimagodim. This time it sounds like that it's not so clear to him this halacha. There's many opinions in this amongst the Achrayim. He says already the custom is to treat as forbidden to pull even on those that don't even make sound. And the Sharet Tzion Ois Yud Ches it brings even though the Chayi Adam is not sure and maybe even when it's going there's also Issa Deraisa and therefore it'd be forbidden for a sick person that's no danger. However. So the Sharet Tzion, you don't have to be stringent so much. You can rely on the present situation regarding this, on the lenient opinions, and that's also the custom as written in Shari Tshuva. So we'll consider as the Rabbanan. So for Ochel L'Shem B'Sakana, maybe, but if not, then it's forbidden. But for Ochel L'Shem B'Sakana, that's Yesh Lahata, then you could permit L'Aricha B'Oid O'Elech to wind it when it's still going in, because Shalom Tzayin Yehudi is if it's very difficult to find a non-Jew to do this. Adayin Yehudi, through a non-Jew, yes, lahata la richel tzarchela. Then you can permit to wind it up for the purpose of a sick person. I feel the even if it stopped going, with the Sharet Tzion Ois Yud Ches says, because even a malacha deraisa, if let's say you're saying it's masakin mon, it's making a watch, it's permitted through a non-Jew for the purpose of chedushim mezakan as burned to mishnah chav ches sevid zayin. And regarding other dvar mitzvah, sounds like from the chayyadim not to permit even through a non-Jew, only at least when it's wound up. And that is even by those that have weights that make sounds on the hours, for sure by those that they call as pocket watches, it's possible that by them you can permit to pull the weights of them through a non-Jew when they're wound up, even not for purpose of mitzvah. And he says, Tzarchi Lamaisa, to look into this a little bit more regarding, says the Sharet Tzion, what exactly is the parameters of these halachas. He says in Mishnah Berurah, he says, that, oh, you should also know, the Isa Meir Shois, these watches, the current Tashno, they're as the pocket watches, Sharagal upon that. It's very normal at times because when it stops moving, if you shake it a little bit, it continues going. So you have to be careful. Not on Shabbos, not to shake it on Shabbos. And obviously, the Dishra talks about those watches that automatically rewind when you move them. Siv Dal, a Meshama Peres of Uzrav, someone that's guarding his fruits and his seeds, his plantings, because of wild animals and birds, shouldn't clap his hands, or slap his palm on his thigh, rock and dance and jump to chase them away. Xeris is the Kree Shem Evil Tsar Bezaglam, because if we let him do that, he might take a rock and throw it at them to chase them away. Says Ms. Rusev cut the Zangmali rocket, he shouldn't dance but regular with his feet, Lashmir cult to make sounds. Lahabas Oifis to scare away the birds. Sivkon Yazim, because he might take a rock, Vizaglam, and throw it to them, Lurshus Arab, into the street. And then he'll be over on Haitzah, on carrying. Now, La Pesim, according to the halachic authorities of Bismana, Zalik Rishus Arab, we don't really have like a Rishus Arab. As for the Shorbachal, then maybe all these things would be permitted because the Xelik Zeri would be a rabbinic decree for a rabbinic decree, because as it is, our Rishus Arab is only rabbinically forbidden. And we don't make Xelik Zeri. Koshkin, the Mosul, the Sabbat Kabbal, Kaf Kalachiyat, for sure to clap, backhanded, without the Kulam, for sure to permit according to everyone, the Inlocha Shabbi Yitl Tsarai, we're not concerned that you might take a rock. Since he's doing something recognizable, Shemus Sapik Leg is not clapping regular, so then we're not concerned that he might come to throw the rock. We don't play with nuts and with apples or things similar like that, because when you roll it on the ground, it might not be smooth. It might come to smooth at the ground, which is a malach already spoke about previously, of many different possibilities. Hagos says Ramah, the Davka Gabi Karka, this specifically if they're playing on the ground. We have a shulchan chair, but to play on the table, that's permitted. The lekle megzer shav mishum gumas. There's no such concern about of pits. That's Rabbi Yerucham Chalik Zayin. Mutaliski bat samish karin chich. A lot of play with these bones that are called chich, which seems to be some type of a game similar to kogeloch, chamesh avanim, like jacks. Ava beishem eshmiyim koil. Even though they make sounds, elva in mechav mashir. Since that's not your intention to make music, that's a goes alfasi at the end of Erevin. This is all when you're playing around. Just like having fun, says B'seisa. But if you're playing to make money, then it's forbidden even if you're just playing, because it's like doing business, which is forbidden on Shabbos. It's all good. B'seisa, the Rambam, Perek of Gimel. One should not protest regarding women that children are doing this. The Mutar Shishik Ma'im Azidin. Better than do it by mistake, than be deliberate, that tastes smug, and it gets mounted prayer about. The list click Bekador to play with a ball. I am else the Mishin Ches, Siv Mem Hei. Siv Mishabura, Siv Katan, Yud Ches. Chabba said, Ain't Sechikin, we don't play the Egoism, and now with apples. Shemigalgan, I said, what they do, they would roll the nuts, Umakan Zuzu, and they hit each other. Kadesh, they still do it these days. At least they didn't mind this. Kedesh Masachin Anar is like the way the young ones do. That one should not be do. Sevkan Yitaz, because the Shui Gumas is smoothing out the pits. Shoyachin Derech Lagalgeg, because he wants to prepare the road that can roll it good, and so he can get all those guys nuts. Sevkan Chaf. So the Ramah said that specifically on the ground, but Agabi Shulchan B'chulu, but on the table, that's okay. Now, what the same thing is Agabi Machzelas on top of some type of a mat or a beggar or a tableau or a garment or some type of a tablet. We don't make a decree regarding this, and that you might come do it on the ground. Because that's a decree for a decree. But on the ground, even if it's tiled, so the shaykh shuvi gumas or on the sidewalk the way we did in our days, where it's not applicable by shuvi gumas. It's also forbidden. The karka b'karka michlev. The karka might get mixed up with karka because we know the karka shen merutzim, and we wouldn't make a decree that you might do it on the ground that is not tiled. Jashar tzi neschem gimel. Brings this from the Machlas Shagel and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Now, even the people going to be Mishnah Tzav is not sure about it. From Lashon Hara, sounds even their words to be Machmer Simkon Chav Aleph, and you're allowed to play Ba'atzamis Mechul with this game, like Kugluch. Now, when Noigin Lasos and Shalkesef, the custom is they make it out of silver. She Mechad and Shabbos has to be designated for Shabbos. The Melakim is not playing with this game. Mechzik of Duchal looks like a weekly type of activity. Marasa Son Chay Laki disagrees. Really, he holds Kimin Shein Tehelis Bidis Chakmas Aspekta. Who is no gaining by playing by the wisdom of the playing this game? Why didn't come in this club all times? The game is also forbidden. Even during the week, one should not do this because of a group of scoffers. There's stringent regarding this, and one should not do this. And
Sivkat and Chaf Beis, the Ramah said, this all just playing around. But if you're playing to make money, even if you're playing this game, what's called Batam of a Chaser, so what does that mean? Pidish Gerad doi Umgerad, Lashon Ashkenaz, meaning. It's what's called odds or evens. It's a simple game that kids play. But if you're doing it to make money, well, to win something, that's like Mechamemcha, that's forbidden. Sivav. It's forbidden to draw water with a wheel, because then he might draw so much water that is used for his garden and for his ruined building. oil mishra shall pishtan, or to soaking the flax. The figure there from lahayisham leginu lechurbu lebrich lishad pishtan. So if there was no garden, no dilapidated building, no pool to soak flax, nemutan is permitted. Yeshem, some say shle astru el begagel gadol. They only said it's forbidden by a large well. Shemaitzi mayim har biyach b'leitarich, that it produces a lot of water together without any effort. These are the wheels that are attached to them, many pitchers all around them. That's problematic. That's way too much water. You might come to do some real serious malachas. But our wheels, you only fill up a little bit. There's nothing really to be concerned about. Sibkatan Chav Kimel says Mishbura, they now draw with a wheel as a gezerah shem yamali, that as mitek shemal b'leiterach, since you're filling without any effort, you might come to do some malachas. Sibkatan Chav Dal b'yeshem Mechulu. Some say that no, it's only by the large wheels, because the Eliyav, the Rabbi had Zachin Ika, and that's the primary halacha. Sib Zayin, Mishish lepeis berish agagav. Someone has fruits on the top of a roof. For Roy Motor Shabbai sees it's the rain is coming. Also l'shalshem Shabbos, now I'll lower them down on Shabbos derech a rubish agag through the skylight in the roof. Of mutla chasayim, you're allowed to cover them. But for levenim she muktzim, and even bricks that are muktza, mutla chasayim they adel, you're allowed to cover them because of the water that's dripping. Sivka and chafes is mishpuras l'shalshem, you're not allowed to lower them down. The turk shalal tzach Shabbosu, because it's an effort that's not for a Shabbos need. Hapayris l'tzach hayam, but if it's fruits that you need for Shabbos, sure, that's permitted. Shalay tanfu b'kshom, that they shouldn't get ruined in the rain. That's prima gadam. Sivka and chavav, however, mutla chasayim you're allowed to cover them. Hine biyam shalshem hechem, because he's strange regarding this. Mevia Magram brings him. Aveli Rabbi Sharachin Machicha Magmar. The Mutter they prove in the Gemara that's permitted. Sivkot and Chabzayin. Even bricks, Shem Muktzim that are Muktzim. Going to stewards like for example they're organized or Amdus Labinyan and they're ready to use for building. So they're with the Muktzim can number submission Chesiv Sivizayin. Still Sivkot and Chabchas. Mutl Chasuk you're allowed to cover them. I've also told them come you're not allowed to move them from their place. Avche Inlo B'Malachasus. Even though you don't have what to cover them with, that's the Magram and submission Lamadal Sivkot and Gimel. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 14. Even the type of clock that doesn't make sounds every hour, Shuvi Shevi Lameshav writes, I mean, even if it does, it makes a song like every on the hour, you let it wind it up from before Shabbos, that it should be activated on Shabbos. Deer shoe number 15. To set up a clock, an alarm clock from before Shabbos that it rings on Shabbos. Shuvi Shevi L'Meishav writes that if you hear the ringing out of the room that he's sleeping in, for example, let's say the other people sleeping in the surrounding rooms, and the forbidden because of Avshamel, so it makes a lot of noise. Since during the weekday, people usually set it on the previous night for the morning, so when they hear on Shabbos the alarm clock ringing, they come to think that he did it on Friday night, which is Shabbos. Another thing Shlomo Zalman holds that there's no prohibition regarding this. That's brought in the words of the Pesukim that we're going to bring later on, that they're permitted to free the stopper of the ringing at Shabbos, and they weren't concerned that they're going to suspect him that he set the clock on Shabbos. Now, to this idea that to free the on Shabbos the stopper of the bell of the mechanical alarm clock that's set to ring at a certain time, Shuvah Shalitzin writes, it's permitted because since the you don't have the bell making noise right away when you free the stopper, it's just later on. That's only a grumma, but regarding the Isra Banda of making noise, so that's not going to be a problem. Shom Zaman is inclined that there's also you don't even have a problem about Abishan also. Another Nechaz Nishol that's forbidden to open the Machabis, the stopper of the clock, so that it should ring later on. I would say, but as Nidru, it's my fakfak on this statement said in the name of the Nechaz Nish. Regarding having a direct call. Calling from before Shabbos so that they call you on and the rings on Shabbos. And this girl told us it's forbidden to do that. Since when the telephone is ringing on Shabbos, people are going to come to suspect that the Jew did an Isra on Shabbos. Dish number 16. A door that closes by itself through a spring after that you open it, Shlomo Zalman holds that even though the spring stretches when you open it, that's not an Isra and that's what's printed on Skirelis. Regarding a toy that gets activated by a spring, Shlomo Zalman writes that not to protest regarding children that play with it, because it's really similar to the case of the door that goes back and closes through the spring that you're allowed to open it, and it's not similar to the spring of a clock that you're not allowed to wind it, because with that you're really fixing the watch that it should show the time for a long period of time, whereas a toy, not really fixing it, is just for like a few seconds. Moreover, a clock that its objective is to always show the exact hour, the exact time, and every time that it stops going, it's considered like makulka, like it's ruined. And when you set it, it's like fixing it, which is not the case by a toy, that that spring is only for a certain amount of time, and therefore activating is not like really fixing anything, and stopping it's not considered as kilkul. And therefore you could consider it just like as utility of the kli, and not like tikkun of the kli, not like fixing it. That's the written Shavuot Zalatzin. However, Shlomo Zalman writes, the Kohen Chazon Nish holds that the prohibition about winding the clock is because of creating a new force that's creating it in it. So it's possible that even just winding this spring would be rabbinically forbidden. Other than Yashav holds, it's forbidden to wind the spring by these children's toys because of tikkun mana, just like winding the clock is forbidden. That's what's been in the Skrelt, and that's been in Rav Vosner, it's appropriate to refrain from this. Dish number 17, this is of tikkun mana. Chayadim writes that it's like wrapping the string of a harp, which is problematic. Whereas according to the Chazon Ish, winding a clock is not because it's similar to winding the string of a harp, because over there, since you mevatel that to the always to remain there on the kinnah forever, and that's the way you make it, so it's considered like makav patish, like finishing making a vessel, or buying the building, which is not the case by a clock, where the spring is made to become freed and undone. And also, there's not really attaching any parts at all. Rather, Chazon Ish explains, by winding a clock, you're creating a new force in the mechanism that should press on certain ways that it should move the whole thing. And making the setting is considered like buying or makav patish. That's a stretch on Shabbos, the spring that activates the mechanism of the ringing of the clock that wakes up a person. Shlomo Zalman holds it forbidden because since it's considered as tikkun mana, that you're setting the clock in a way that it's prepared for utility for whoever needs it like this. I mean, Shlomo Zalman writes that you're allowed to prepare it for this because it's only just preparing the bell to ring at when you need it. And it's only a grumma, again, indirect cause for Hashmoska for making sound, again, not electrical. And it's not similar to a clock that was just inanimate and you're preparing it to be activated, it's considered as tikkun mana because that you're really changing it into an active thing, which is not the case by ringing. Now, to set the alarm clock for a specific time, some of them holds, that's permitted, because since people generally set it for closed times, so that's like a vessel that's made to undo and to re-put, that you're allowed to put it back, it's not considered like tikkun mana, as if like you're like changing the vessel, like putting a leg back on, so to speak, on the table. Because since this fixing is only for a person who wants to wake up at a certain time, it's considered like a regular utility and not like Masakin Azram. And the Spirit also is forbidden to set this piece of to wake up because of tikkun mana. Regarding stopping the ringing of the alarm clock, Shlomo Zalman holds that if it's a mechanical alarm clock, you're allowed to stop it even after it starts to ring, because since you're only doing an action to stop making noise, but by obviously electrical alarm clock, you're not allowed to do that because you're stopping the electric currents. According to Chazon Ish, there's a problem about Bain Seisin, and there's a problem about Yashiv, and that's been true with Zalatian, and this girl also holds that it's forbidden to stop the ringing on Shabbos. Now, to set the setting of the hands of the clock to the right time, Yashiv holds it's permitted, and that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, and he explains that there's no ticking in the actual clock, because since generally, you know, moving the hands. However, Kavachayim writes in Yerushalayim, custom is to treat it as forbidden. Another one is grilled, so it's forbidden to do it because it's taking money, you're fixing the clock. In a way that it's permitted to set a clock when it's still active, for example, let's say for the needs of a chayla, Shlomo Zalman is inclined that you're allowed to do that, even if you can be winding the mechanism that that rings, because since it's letzarech chayla, you're not intending for it to make the noise, that's okay. Dish number 20, a hand watch that gets winded by just the movement of the hands, but it doesn't charge the battery like that. Shlomo Zalman is inclined that if it's not active right now, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, but when it's active, you're allowed to shake it, even if the intention of the person is to wind the clock by his movements. However, it's logical that the watch is not considered as makulkal right now, because since it's active right now, and the one who's wearing is only extending the time of it that's going to be active by light movements, that which automatically he's doing, and there's no binyan bekelim by somebody that does not need a maisa uman. Moreover, that's something that's made many, many times in the day is not considered as makav patis. Rabbi Yashav holds that's permitted to move the automatic watch when it's active. Shuvah Shiva Levi writes that a watch that it could have stayed active until Matzah Shabbos, even without the movements in the hands, that you let it wear, because you're not intending for that. And it doesn't have the halacha like someone that heats up the silkworms beneath his hand, which Shulchan Aruch writes that Shemesh Shadchez is forbidden, because his general intention is that it should create the worms. And even though it's a psikresha, the lo ichpislei, and it's also two drabbanans, it's close to being a grama, but if without the movements of his hands, it would not have extended the watch, and also Yom Tov that's near Shabbos, and because the movement of his hands, the watch is going to work on Yom Tov, it's a secret of the Nichleitz, he likes it, so he remains over there with Tzerchi, and he concludes that in such situations, we don't have Koyach to be Moicha, to protest regarding those who treat it as leniently. Now then, the Pinchas Nish is not to go with such a watch. Ramanskar also holds that if it's already wearing it on his hand, he's allowed to go with it, because every movement on its own is not really psikresha that's going to fill up the watch. It's possible that it's still full from the previous movement. But if he removes it from his hand, he's not going to put it back on and wear it, because in such a situation, psikresha that is going to be filled up. Granting a digital watch that prepares itself by the movements of the hands, and Simmar Shabbos is to be stringent not to wear it because of chashash of kaisis. Edition number 23. To play with these type of toys on in the courtyard that's tiled, and most of the houses of the city are tiled. Rishon Lezion holds it forbidden because we don't say most courtyards are tiled. It's possible that children that are playing with these, you know, kugeloch or whatever, they're not going to know the differentiation between the courtyards. But in a tiled house, that you're allowed to play. Now it's different from the halach of sweeping in a courtyard that's tiled, when most of the homes of the city are tiled. Where Rishon Lezion is lenient because since that's something that adults do. That's what Shiva Levi writes, that to be stringent not to play ball or with these jacks out of the house, even where it's tiled, only in the house or on the table, then you're allowed to play with them. That's also something we ask with them. In our times, you're allowed to play with a ball in the house. Habakkuk says, a shulchan, so it's forbidden to play even in the house that's tiled, even though most of the houses of the city are tiled. Edition number 24, he says, what's this game with the bones? That there are more rights that is permitted to play is shachmat, or is it chess? That's how Chuk Mechaz Yitzchak writes. Edition number 25 says that this Gram Magrad, this Tamba Chaser, is this odds or evens game. Now, regarding playing Monopoly, which you're playing with money, fake money, and stuff like that, Shlomo Zalman holds that since you're not playing with real money, there's no concern about, like as if it's made to win and lose, which is forbidden. Is that it's not forbidden because it's just a game. However, it's not covered Shabbos to get children used to such games. At least don't protest when they're playing on their own, but the father should not play with them. A game that the norm is to write when you're playing, for example, let's say to make markers who's winning, who's losing, Chayodim writes that's forbidden to play with on Shabbos. It's a gezer that you don't come to writing. So too, some type of like riddles or stuff like that, which normally is that people write when they're figuring it out, like crossword puzzles. This girl told us it's forbidden to engage in the Machabas as Gezerah that you might come to write. Dershu number 26. Even if the wheel makes noise, the Shulchan Aruch writes not to be concerned because it's not a sound of music. The Agra writes that it's permitted because the person not intending for that to make a noise at all. Dershu number 28. The Pinul Yamcha Shleim in Seventh Bay is that Ekel Aloch is like the Rishayim that hold only in Yom Tov it's permitted to put an effort to cover the items, but the Achrayim come out like the Pinul Rishayim that you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos.